Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Friday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. We have John Montone and Glenn Shuck out in the field this morning. Well, for a while, and by a while we mean like more than a decade, it looked like the American Dream Mall on Route 3 wasn't going to open. Not today, not any day. And if it didn't open today, that wouldn't have been anything new for this place. Not opening is its claim to fame. But it is going to open today. And 1010 Winds newsman John Montone is already there, live for us. John.
Yeah, Lee, way back when the plans were first drawn up in the mid-90s, Amazon was still that big river, but the retail landscape has been upended. And so to lure shoppers to a mall these days, American Dream is offering an indoor theme park, a water park, an ice rink. And yes, here in the swamps, and by the way, this morning, still smells like a swamp, a ski slope. But locals tell me that the traffic is just going to be a nightmare.
And it's just going to be like so much craziness.
It's over on game day. It's going to be insane.
I think traffic's going to be a nightmare.
You think so?
Oh, I know so. Look how it is with the Giant and Jet games.
They should shut it down altogether.
It hasn't even opened.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be better off not to be open.
Why?
Why? The traffic and stuff around here, when it opens, how's it going to get all these people in and out?
It hasn't even opened, and they already want to shut it down.
Yeah. And then there's a fellow here, Ramos, and what grinds his gears is...
But when I got to pay $3 an hour for parking, and I got to go buy a shirt or whatever, I go someplace else.
But you can ski in the summer.
I got a bit of lakes.
And this thing really is meant to be sort of a tourist destination. The shopping is almost a secondary consideration, right?
I wouldn't say a secondary consideration. There's going to be 100 retail outlets by this spring. But in order to get people here to shop, these days, you've got to offer them other things to keep them busy. And they certainly have. And if you don't believe that you can ski in the swamps of New Jersey, let me tell you, I am parked right under the ski slope.
All right, we'll take your word for it. Big day out at the American Dream Mall, finally opening after all this time. Well, we don't know what Harvey Weinstein was thinking when he went out in the East Village, but perhaps his evening out was not nearly as pleasant as he was anticipating. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck is live in Alphabet City this morning with more on that. Glenn, what happened here?
Well, this was Wednesday nightly, the Actors Hour here at the Downtime Bar, which is in Alphabet City, actually on Avenue B, where every Wednesday night they have up-and-coming artists perform. And there he was, Harvey Weinstein, in a private booth inside this small bar with several women in that booth with him. Now, moments after one of the comedians up there, an up-and-comer, Kelly Bachman, called him the elephant in the room and got some hisses after that. 21-year-old actress Zoe Stuckless apparently had had enough. She stood up and walked right toward Weinstein and let him have it.
Nobody's going to say anything! Nobody's really going to say anything! I'll get out of here, that's fine. I am happy to leave, but nobody's gonna say anything. I'm gonna stand 4 feet from a f***ing rapist, and nobody's gonna say anything. I'll go.
So they threw her out, right?
They threw her out, and the young lady, Kelly Bachman, the comedian who called him the elephant in the room, she also got tossed as well, but they both said afterwards they were more than happy to leave. We should also note, Lee, that initially, the manager here at the bar put out a statement saying that Weinstein was actually invited to the event, and they put that up on social media, but it has been taken down, and now they're saying they have no comment as to how he ended up here.
All right, there's Harvey Weinstein's out, night out in the East Village from Glenn Schuck. You know, Mother Cabrini didn't make the list of famous women deserving of statues in New York City. The mayor's wife, Shirlane McCrae, was in charge of the selection process. And now the mayor's frenemy, Governor Cuomo, has announced that the state's going to allocate $750,000 to erect a statue of Mother Cabrini in the city. A 19-member commission will oversee the project. Among the members, some Italian-American activists who are unhappy with Mother Cabrini being excluded from the city's list. The commission will determine the design and location of the statue, which will likely be land in the city controlled by the state, maybe a spot by the 9/11 Memorial Museum. A spokesman for the mayor says Mother Cabrini was an incredible New Yorker, and we look forward to having a statue of Mother Cabrini here. Says here, tomorrow, three members of Congress will unveil legislation to restrict commercial helicopter flights on the steps of City Hall. Of course, there are no commercial helicopter flights on the steps of City Hall. What Jerry Nadler, Carolyn Maloney, and Nydia Velasquez actually want is to ban all non-essential helicopter flights over the city. That would include sightseeing flights and flights from Manhattan to the airport, the kind offered by Blade and Uber. Newscopters would still be allowed, along with the obvious police and other emergency services copters. And now, while members of Congress are supposed to be working on federal legislation, this bill really would only impact New York, even as a federal bill, because of wording pertaining to population density specific to New York. There have been at least 30 helicopter crashes in the city since 1982, according to the NTSB, with at least 25 fatalities. Beggars, breakdancers, mariachis, and more. We've got them all down in the subway, and you're really just supposed to put up with it. But one rider chose not to on a 2 train heading into Times Square yesterday. Whatever a 79-year-old preacher was preaching there in the subway car, this rider did not want to hear. So the rider took a stiletto-heeled shoe and let the preacher have it. The preacher needed 30 stitches. Now, despite the stiletto heel element in the story, witness accounts vary as to whether the attacker was a woman or a man. Whichever it was, the cops are still looking for him or her. We all know New York has lots of slime. Now it even has a slime museum, although it's dedicated to the kind of slime kids play with, not all the other kinds we have here. The museum is called the Slough Moo Institute. This has to do with a thing in the slime community where you replace the vowels in your name with oo. Highlights include a slime pond you can walk through barefoot, a do-it-yourself slime bar, and an electroencephalogram so you can measure your brain activity on slime. The Slime Museum opens today at 475 Broadway, and it is Instagram-friendly, of course. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.